Hello, it's Thursday, April 21st. The year is 2022. My name is Joe Franks, and this is another edition of Unfathomable Grace. It's our weekly podcast. I wait and think throughout the week and hope that the Lord impresses something on my mind just to be able to share, to teach, to encourage, to grace, to bless. It's not me that does anything. It's Christ, maybe through me. Our only hope is in Him. But if you'll give me 6 or 7 minutes, this may be of some benefit to you. So let's go for it. In Psalm 1, it is written, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. This blessed man is like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding fruit in season. Its leaf does not wither, and in all he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. And the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." And so today I want to talk to you about how to make a mess of your life. I mean, if you successfully want to live the unsuccessful life, if you want to pursue vanity, fruitlessness, separation from God, chaos, well, this is how you would do it. You would walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You would stand in the way of sinners. You would sit in the seat of scoffers. And you would ignore meditating on God's word. There it is in 4 points. How could you make a mess of things? By walking in the counsel of the ungodly, standing in the way of sinners, sitting in the seat of scoffers, or ignoring meditation on the law of the Lord. You see there that progression. You're walking in the wrong counsel, then you're standing still and considering that wrong counsel, and then you are sitting as you're immersed in that wrong counsel, all the while ignoring the wonderful counselor and his wonderful counsel found in the Word of God. How in the world do we do this? I know how I do it. How do I immerse myself in that which will harm me? Too much social media. Too much Fox and CNN. Too many conversations with people around coffee. Too much secular anti-Christian counsel. Too much secular education coming through institutions or through literature. Too much influence coming my way from films and books and entertainment. And too little of the Word of God. So it seems like what I put in my head will shape me. And if I want to successfully be unsuccessful, if I want to bypass fruit, become like chaff, or become like a cigarette butt, or become like a peanut husk, if I do not want to stand with the righteous in judgment, if I want to perish, if I successfully want to be unsuccessful, then I would fill my mind, not with God's word, but with the counsel of the ungodly. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to bypass fruit. I don't want to become like chaff. I don't want to perish. I would like to be wise. I would like to enjoy fruit. And it's very, very clear here what I need to do. I need to meditate on the law of the Lord day and night. But why don't I do so? Why don't you do so? What happens? I think the devil is at work, the world is at work, and our flesh is at work. I think the devil causes us to overinflate the value of secular counsel. I think the devil wants to keep us so busy that we run out of time pursuing the important things because of all the urgent things that we do. I think when I get into the Bible, it's kind of dry sometimes, probably because I really don't want to interact with God, because I have not confessed my sins and have experienced afresh His proclamation of forgiveness. And so therefore, I kind of keep my God at arm's distance. I think I have little fear of the consequences. I think, well, it's really no big deal if I don't meditate on God's word day and night, that I can actually live a successful life without this, that I probably think too highly of myself, that I actually have within me the fortitude and the brilliance in order to say no to folly. I discount what my God says, because He actually says His word is powerful. It's effective. I think sometimes I don't meditate on God's word because I'm studying to teach and preach it. Now, I know that sounds odd to you, but there is a real difference between preparing a meal and eating. And there's a real difference between preparing a sermon or a Sunday school lesson or a talk and eating God's words. Yes, I think, even as a pastor, that I can be guilty of being in and around the Word all day long, but not taking special time to sit and listen and eat. And so what do I need to do? What do you need to do if we did not want to successfully live an unsuccessful life, but if instead we wanted to be fruitful, be well-watered, not be like chaff, have the Lord know us and know our way and enjoy that? If we wanted to be the blessed man, what might we need to do? How about a 14-day experiment? I mean, people do things for Lent for 40 days. How about you for 14 days? How about going to your calendar right now and finding 14 appointments that will not be broken and putting them in your calendar? How about also when it says the place? Go ahead and choose that place. Will it be at home, or will it be in a coffee shop, or will it be at your office, or will it be at a park? Go ahead and put down where you're going to meet. And then for 14 days, why don't you open the Word of God and systematically read through it? I might suggest a gospel. I might suggest the book of Proverbs. I might suggest the Psalms, as it will help you pray. But also, let's read from a book. I don't want to be legalistic here. I know some people can read from a computer or a pad very well, but there's something about a book in this age, along with a journal, writing down your thoughts, slowing down your head so that you're doing more than just reading, that you're meditating, and maybe even write out your prayer so that your prayer is a slow, methodical, well-thought-out presentation of your heart to God as you're interacting with Him and listening to how He informs your mind. And maybe find someone to hold you accountable for those 14 days. And what might happen? I think you might begin to start a process, to start a habit, where you get up every day and you look forward to your time with God, because you do not want to successfully live the unsuccessful life, but you would like to be the blessed man, meditating on God's word day and night.